At the NAFB Trade Talk session, I am speaking to Tom Bias. He's CEO of Growth Energy and one of our sponsors. Really appreciate your support, Tom. Why don't you, especially considering that we've got a lame duck Congress coming up here, give us a little update on the state of the ethanol industry and what that might mean.
Well, Chuck, I'm hoping that the lame duck becomes a productive session. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Unfortunately, lame ducks create mad ducks, and that sometimes prohibits them from working cooperatively together. And we've seen partisan gridlock in Washington for too long. We have some timely issues that are going to make a big deal to our industry and others that need to be addressed by the end of the year. We want to see the ethanol tax credits extended, the VTEC, the small producer tax credit, the alternative fuel mixture credits, and the ethanol tariff, the secondary tariff on ethanol. All those expire December 31st. And so sometimes in lame ducks, when you switch power from one party to the other, the incoming party says, we'd rather wait till January so we can control how these issues are dealt. Well, that has consequences if they take that avenue, and I'm hoping that they don't, because, again, we saw what happened with the biodiesel industry, and, in fact, a year ago when they didn't extend it, they said, oh, no problem, we'll come back in January. Well, January soon became June, soon it became November, and it still hadn't been extended. Those expired a year ago. And we don't want to be in that situation. We obviously want a chance in here in the future to take a bigger, broader look at where we go as an industry. I think all the ethanol interests are online on a set of principles on how we move forward, reform the policy. But you can't do it. You can't allow the current program to expire before you have something new in place.
How would you describe the support you've got for the issues that you're needing to address versus those who maybe aren't or are riding the fence, or especially considering where we're at with this session coming?
I think we have enough support. Obviously, well, our issues won't be out there on their own. It won't be a straight up or down vote on VTEC or the ethanol tax credits or the tariff. That was never going to be the case. It'll be with a bigger, broader package. And usually in those situations, enough support for everything to move those packages forward. Obviously, we've got critics. We've got the special vested interests that have spent millions of dollars running up the negatives on ethanol. And, you know, a lot of people on the VTEC, they say, oh, well, you know, that's just a subsidy to the ethanol companies. Well, the ethanol companies don't get it. It goes to the blender, not to us. A lot of that's passed on to the consumer. But I think, you know, the point we're going to make is, just like all the other tax issues that are set to expire in December, if they're not extended, that's like a tax increase on our industry. And let's move forward.
Thank you very much, Tom Bias with Growth Energy, here from Trade Talk at the NAFB convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.